Be of good heart, son. Thy sins are forgiven thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you notice, in the Gospels, Christ always forgives the sins of the people he heals and is very clear in letting them know that their sins are forgiven. The sick person would usually come to him hoping to be freed from whatever bodily infirmity they had, but Christ would look straight at their soul and focus on that. He would heal their soul first and restore it to grace, and the health of the body would come after. Without a doubt, the cause of the sickness the man had in today's gospel was some sin. But our Lord saw his faith and contrition, so he granted him first the remission of his sins, and then later healed his sickness as a proof that he had the power to forgive sin. Obviously, the greater miracle here was the forgiving of the man's sins, because injuries to our body will only last for a time. No matter what physical infirmity you are suffering from, it will end at death. Sin, however, is an offense against God, who is infinite and eternal. It is doing damage to your soul, which will not die. The body can often be healed by natural remedies and medicine, but the soul can only be healed by God. Committing a sin is like trying to kill the only doctor in the world who is able to cure the illness you have. When our Lord healed the man in the gospel today, he dealt with him like a true and experienced doctor. First, he removed the cause of the sickness, knowing that the sickness itself would disappear when the cause was removed. When a gardener wants to remove the weeds from his garden, it is not enough for him to trim off some of the leaves. He must pull out the root. But our Lord knew that that sin was the cause of this man's illness. So he first delivered him from the sin and then cured the sickness later. That sin is usually the cause of sickness is a truth which is frequently confirmed in sacred scripture. In the Gospel of St. John, there is the story of the man who laid by the pond in Jerusalem for 38 years, waiting for someone to help him get into the pool when the water was moved so that he could be cured. And in all that time, no one came to help him until our Lord finally came and cured him. And when our Lord found him in the temple afterwards, he told him, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest some worse thing happen to thee." Showing that this sickness, which lasted for 38 years, was a punishment for this man's sins. How often we forget this truth. When we get sick, we ascribe it to some cold or some other ailment. But we rarely consider the words of sacred scripture, "He that sinneth in the sight of his Maker shall fall into the hands of the physician." Do we ever examine our conscience to see if God is punishing us with this illness on account of some sin we have committed, or because of some bad habit we refuse to overcome? We use all the means possible to heal our body, but do not take an account of our poor soul, which is, no doubt, suffering from some illness as well. Healing the body without healing the soul would be like painting over a moldy ceiling without fixing a leaky pipe, which is causing the mold. There was once a man who had a sore finger, so he went to Philotimus, a famous physician at the time, to ask his advice and assistance. The doctor looked at the man's finger, but he also looked at the man himself. And then he said to him, "My friend, you complain about your finger, but you ought rather to complain about your lungs, for you have tuberculosis. Your lungs are far more important than your finger. This, unfortunately, is the case with many people. When they get sick or injured, they require advice and assistance from a doctor, but they do not examine whether their soul, which is more important, is perhaps more sick than the body. We spare no pains to cure the body, but often the little which is required for the cure of the soul and to keep it healthy is just too much to ask. Though all this has been said about the health of the body being the same as the health of the soul, we cannot go around judging others on the state of their soul according to their physical condition. The holy Job in sacred scripture was tried by every sickness and misfortune, not because he had committed some sin, but because God wished to prove him and test his sincerity. Our Lord himself also condemned the judging of the souls of others from their physical condition when he healed the man who was born blind. The Pharisees asked our Lord who had sinned, either this man or his parents, that he should be born this way. But our Lord said, "Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents. But he was born this way, that the power of God may be manifest in him." This man was suffering so that our Lord could prove to the Pharisees that he was God. In a way, this man was suffering for the Pharisees. It is impossible for us to know the state of someone else's soul, and that is why we must never judge them. It could be that God is sending them suffering to make up for someone else's sins, or even to make up for your sins. So we can't judge others, but we can be the judge of ourselves. It is up to us to heal our soul by asking God's forgiveness and by making use of the means he has given us to stay away from sin. Do not put off the cure of your soul till the last moment, for we do not know when God will call us. May God bless you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.